Well, I think local government elections are going to be very crucial because, you know, it's through local government election outcomes that you get the provincial or the national picture. That if a party is sitting, like the ANC is sitting at 40%, local government elections will produce the real number of whether the ANC since last year, since 2024, has grown or it has shrunk. Because it will be reflected in the voting patterns nationally. So, and the DA, there's nothing the DA would want more than to really decrease the support of the ANC nationally by using local government elections. Because now you know you can throw a bluff, you can pull a national party at the 96th stand of saying I'm leaving. And you can be able to get more concessions from the ANC that will be desperate going into 2027 on its own party election. So let us expect to see cheap politicking, especially from people like the PA, Gayton McKenzie, PA Gauteng, Kenny Kunene. Especially from the PA, especially let me say, let's expect to see cheap politicking from political parties that can only play the race card. And the race card can be played largely in the Western Cape. So let's expect to see the Western Cape really be the real battleground because the race card is going to be played there. And that's where it's actually going to get dirty. I don't see it getting dirty anywhere else. Gauteng is not going to be dirty on race, it's going to be dirty on ideology because the ANC is really hanging with a thread in Joburg, in Tshwane. If they lose massively 2026, they are not going to gain back those cities as we have seen with the Western, as we've seen with the city of Cape Town. So let's expect to see dirty politicking in the Western Cape local elections, which might not affect the national picture, like I say, because cabinet as coercion is the parliamentarians that are battling it out.